If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Josh, this isn't the first time that you've ended a like this, but how much do you think this one, knowing how special this team was, might linger a little longer?
Yeah, I mean, it's every year, right? There's, I feel like I've said this every year, it's 31 unhappy teams. But I will say this about our team, emphasis on team. I think this is one of the more special units I've ever been around in my entire life, from Pop Warner through high school, through college, in the NFL. Guys truly cared about each other. You know, everyone kind of understood their role and their assignment, and you know, we had a huge internal belief when we all got here for camp, and we worked extremely hard to get to where we got. You know, and we're constantly knocking at the door, and you know, when you're playing a team like the Chiefs, who have done it so well for so long, you gotta not just knock, you gotta kick the door down, and we didn't do that.
Saying that, Josh, and knowing that this group is not going to return the way that it is today, it's just not a reality in the NFL. How do you replicate that next season?
Well, I think, again, I don't know what's going on front office-wise of who's staying, who's coming in, and I guess we'll all figure that out as time rolls, but just making sure that we understand the vibe and really just the feel that we had in this locker room, and just try to, you know, have our core guys replicate that with anybody new that comes in, and whoever comes into this building understands, you know, what it is to be a member of this locker room, to come in here and be themselves each and every day, to be the best version of themselves, and you know, that's all we can do is just go out there and play hard for each other.
Josh, what will you remember most about this group this year?
The memories that we made, not just on the football field, but off, you know, in the locker room, poker nights, QB dinners, our holiday parties. Like, so this is an unbelievable group to be a part of. Love each and every one of those guys in that locker room, and you know, it's unfortunate that we didn't get it done, but I'm very proud of how far we did come. Yeah, not implementing a new offense, but really building off of what we've put in throughout the year and things that we like and we dislike, and just trying to tweak certain things. I thought this year, statistically, if you look at it, it's one of the whatever you can say about it, but the end goal is to score one more point than our opponent, and we didn't get that done, so throughout the entire offseason, it's going to be focusing on what can we do to make that a reality.
How do you square, and I'm not placing the blame, but the competitor in you, knowing that everything's set up for you having the ball, the offense having the ball, with the game on the line, and not getting it, not getting the offense, not getting it accomplished? How do you square that as a competitor of yourself?
Yeah, it sucks. You know, you keep going back and thinking about what you could have done differently. Plays even throughout the game, you know, it's something that's so little, but dropping the snap on that second and six, turning it into a third and nine where, you know, I probably catch the ball and I dart it to Coop and it's third and one instead of third and nine. Things that, again, it's not going to be in the stat sheet, but as a competitor, I think of those things of like, man, only if I could have done this differently, you know. And again, anytime you lose, you're gonna have those thoughts in your head, and just understanding that, you know, you're not promised opportunities like that all the time. You're not promised to get into the playoffs each and every year. And again, you can't just knock on the door. You got to kick it down, and that's something that I feel like all offseason is what we're going to try to do.
Where does this group find that internal belief that you are going to do that? You are going to kick that door down, particularly against that opponent?
Yeah, I think it's just the trust and the faith that we have in one another, how hard we work. You know, it's hard to win in this league. It's hard to win Super Bowls in this league. We understand that. And again, when you're playing a team that's now been to three in a row, you gotta go out there and you gotta beat them. You gotta take it from them, and we didn't do that. Get away. Let the body heal. Got bumps and bruises from last night. Took a few shots and just trying to make sure that my body's in as good as condition as it can be, given maybe a week or two, and then just kind of getting back to work.
Do you anticipate needing anything medical this offseason when you mentioned that?
No, nothing medical like that. Just throughout the year, just the wear and tear of it, and just making sure that the body's good to go.
Dak and Amari are both pending free agents. You've had a whole year with Dak, a half a year with Amari. What have they meant to you?
They've meant so much. Max juice and energy throughout the entire locker room. It's infectious. The way that he carries himself, he's a competitor. And then with Coop obviously coming in about halfway, I've got nothing but love and respect for Amari Cooper. I will never in my life say a bad thing about him. For him to come into this situation and understand the role that he was brought here to do, he is a true football player, a true teammate, and I'm just honored to share the field with him as well as Mac. But yeah, who knows what happens in the future, and again, I got nothing but love and respect for both those guys.
James Cook capped a really strong season with a great game last night. His development and growth in this offense, what's he meant to the group overall?
He was playing like a man possessed really the entire year. I mean, the way that he ran the ball, you know, he ran angry. That play that he made last night on fourth down, which again was an unbelievable play for him, reaching out like that on fourth down, given the moment. It was a special play made by a special player. You know, and every year that he's been in the league, he's gotten better, and you know, looking forward to continuing that next year.
Dalton understandably took that play last night hard. Through 2 years and being a first-round pick, his involvement in this offense maybe has been as consistent as outsiders thought it might have been. What particularly needs to happen with him to kind of grow him into that more consistent threat for this offense moving forward?
I got to be better for him. I didn't feel like I put him in enough good situations this year, ball placement-wise. Even the one last night across the middle, I left it behind him, allowed 32 to make a play on it. You know, and he can sit there and think about that play over and over, but I got to be better for him. And that's what it comes down to, and getting him, you know, more involved. I know he's been battling throughout the entire year, bumps and bruises, and probably games that he shouldn't have played he was in, but he's a tough sucker, and I got nothing but, again, love for him, how he's approached this year. He's going to be so much better next year. You know, let his body heal up, and I'm going to be better for him, and I can promise you that.
Talking to a lot of guys in the locker room today, just the reiterated phrase over and over was that as long as we have 17, we have a chance. I guess just what does that mean to you to know that you have so much support from your teammates in the locker room that they just continuously reiterate that time and time again?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's that's why I play this game, is to be in situations like that. Obviously, you want to get them done. But to have the support and the trust from your teammates, that's all I care about, to be honest. All the outside noise, and no offense to the media, but you know, the only thing I care about is those 52 other guys on this in this locker room, as well as the 15 or 20 or so practice squad guys, and what they think of me and how I can be the best teammate, the best leader that I can be. So that's the most important thing for me.
The entire offensive line will be back next season. How does that help set up you guys for success in 2025?
I think, again, just the way that we can now add to this offense instead of completely putting new stuff in, with obviously Joe being his first year as the full-time coordinator. So yeah, I think we've got such a good ground level for, you know, what we know we can do well, and then just building off of that. So I'm so proud of our O-line this year. They've played fantastic. Again, another year where just the numbers of those guys being able to play the entire season, it's a special group. I don't know if I can answer that honestly. Not quite sure if I did or not. You know, I'm still working, still trying to be the best that I can be. A lot to learn from, obviously, from this season, this last game. You know, all year, all last off season, focused on making good decisions and trying to turn the ball over less, and I think we did a great job of that as an offense. I hate that I'm the only one that turned the ball over in this, which, again, I don't hate it, but I do hate it. I don't want to be the one that's doing it. I know we turn it over a lot less than we have in the previous years, and maybe just understanding the flow of the game better and seeing it better from the defensive lens. But again, I think you incorporate that with the guys on the field with you and the offensive coordinator that we got here. And so I think still staying on top of that as well, staying on top of my mechanics, something this offseason I'll be doing.
Josh,
to build off that, you've gone into the offseason sometimes with very specific goals. If I want to improve this, I want to improve that, I don't know, turnovers it's been one in the past. Do you have anything that's top of mind right now? I want to focus on this for myself, or?
Yeah, I think mechanically just still staying on it, making sure that I'm seeing the right people, and being as efficient as a passer as I can be. Again, there's times throughout the year where I'm working in practice and just things, they don't feel right, and it's just like I'm working all week to try to make sure that I get that feeling of the ball coming off the hand clean. And I think really early in the season, it's what it felt like, and then late in the season was what it felt like, but in that middle part, I'm making sure that I can stay with it.
Josh, you said no offense to the media, but the media essentially got it mostly wrong when looking at this team, myself included. Can you reflect at some point, have some perspective in knowing, even despite what happened last night, that of what this team was capable of accomplishing in spite of the odds?
Yeah, I mean, I think this room, this locker room, we didn't listen to the outside noise of who was going to win this and that. Guys just worked hard, and you know, we gave ourselves a shot to make a Super Bowl, and you know, ultimately we didn't get the job done. So that's all we're going to remember. But again, the pride that I have in this team, in this locker room, and these players, it's a special group, and I'm just sad that we couldn't get it done.
Josh, you've taken time to praise Bills Mafia throughout the year. To still see fans at the airport last night, despite the disappointment, what's that mean for a player?
I mean, it just shows why Bills Mafia is the best fan base in the world. Even through all the hurt and disappointment that they've had to endure, really for the entirety existence of the Buffalo Bills, and you know, we're going to continue to turn every stone over and cross the T's, dot the I's, and do whatever we can to try to bring a Lombardi back here to Western New York.
Josh, you talk about thinking about plays you could have made, which you would have made. It's now been a couple of years where those fourth quarter drives just haven't gone your way in the playoffs. Can you attribute that to anything, and how do you change that in the future so those turn in your favor?
I mean, yeah, just making sure that we're studying them and understanding the situation and the defense that we're playing against. And again, I don't think there was a couple things that could have went differently. You know, we had a tip ball that I was trying to get to Curtis. Defense makes plays too, so they made more plays than we did.
Josh DeMar Hamlin is set to become a free agent. What has he meant to this team?
I think he's meant a lot to this team. I think he's meant a lot to this city. You know, his story is one of the greatest stories of all time. You know, he's such a special human being. And he's using all of his, you know, influence in a positive light. It's not easy to do what he's done, and I commend him so much as a person, as a player, you know, for going out there and continuing to play extremely hard. And you know, he's a special one.
Josh, this rookie class had a lot of really key contributors. What impressed you most about this rookie class in particular?
You know, I think you didn't really feel like there were rookies all that much. You know, I think Ray Davis coming in and being kind of the hammer to our run game, and Keon obviously, you know, was out for a few games, but I thought he made some spectacular plays throughout the season. It's going to be fun to continue to work with him. You know, and defensively we had a lot of young guys that contributed a lot, so just keep incorporating them and making sure that we're developing them the right way, and just try to get back on track for next year.
Josh, a lot was made about leadership coming into the year, and just you and Terrell were named the leaders, and you have evolved as a leader. What did you learn about yourself as a leader, if anything, this year?
Learned that, you know, it's not just the leaders that matter. It takes everyone. It takes a whole village. You know, and that's why we kind of have the leadership council that we do. And obviously me and TB being the only captains on this team. But we weren't the only captains on this team. There's a lot of guys in this locker room that everyone looks up to and respects, you know, their voice. And, you know, I'm just fortunate to have the guys that we did. You know, it took a village to get the right messaging out and to get everyone to buy in and believe. But I think we did that this year.
Josh, speaking of leadership, from your perspective, well, how did Sean lead this team this year? Like, how do you feel like, what was the year like for him?
It's going to sound weird. I'm just so proud of Coach. You know, I don't know why he's not recognized more in the award stuff, and that's the cruddy thing about it. But, you know, time in and time out, he's got us in position. You know, we've won the AFC East the last how many years. And obviously we're fighting to get over that hump. You know, and he gives his life to this. I will tell you that. He's so committed to doing whatever it takes. And to see him adapt and really grow as a coach has been fun to watch. It's the growth, yeah, from my first year here to now, and the way that he's kind of let players be them, really give us the keys to the team and lead it from down in that locker room. You know, it's not easy to do that, and I respect the hell out of Coach.
What's your confidence level, Josh, that he's going to be the guy that does get you over that line?
Extremely confident. I don't know. I got a little banged up hand right now, a wrist, so got to talk with docs right now and figure it out, but we'll see.
Josh, I guess. In these Chiefs playoff games, how much pressure do you feel as an offense to be perfect when Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are just about the
right? Yeah, I mean, that's why they're the champs for a reason. You have to go into it knowing that you have to be damn near perfect to win that football game, and you know, we just didn't play well enough.
Josh, is
it just new? Oh, it's brand new. It was just right at the goal line. the two-point play before halftime. Got crunched up a little bit. Was able to finish the game, but just some swelling and stuff today, so.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.